9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got a
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yes, I guess so. All right.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning dirt to walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
20th anniversary weekend continues in Frisco. Two games left on the series. Part of a 12-game homestand here from Riders Field. Hi again, everybody. High atop the playing surface in Collin County and in Frisco, Texas. And seated alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. This is Josh Warden. Game number 124 this season for the Rough Riders, losing yesterday in extra innings, now 29-26 in the second half, and three games back of Amarillo for first place. Rematching tonight with the Corpus Christi Hooks for the fifth game of a six-game series. The Hooks just one game below 500. They're 27-28. We've got royalty in the ballpark tonight. A pregame autograph session with Derek Holland, Ian Kinsler, Chris Davis, Tanner Sheppers in the ballpark tonight. They're preparing to throw out the first pitch tonight and greet a lot of the fans here, part of 20th anniversary weekend here in Frisco. Well, on the mound today in this Saturday affair, Nick Krauth takes the hill for the Rough Riders. His 20th start in a Rough Riders uniform this season. A 6.09 ERA this year and a 4-9 record for the right-hander out of UConn. On the Corpus Christi side, Ryan Gusto gets the start. The right-hander with a 3.55 earned run average and a record of 3-2, 11th round draft pick out of Florida Southwestern State College in Fort Myers, Florida, 24 years old, by way of Charlotte, North Carolina. Nick Krauth and Ryan Gusto, the starting pitchers today. Well, when we come back in the pregame show, catcher Scott Capers is our guest. Capers, the Valparaiso product and one of the three catchers on this Rough Riders squad, joins us next. First pitch tonight at 7:05. Hope you can stay with us right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Welcome back in the pregame show. We continue in Frisco, Texas, part of a two-week homestand to close out the last few games of the regular season in Frisco. Scott Capers is our pregame guest here today before another game with Corpus Christi. Well, Scott, we talked a little bit earlier this year about how you got into catching and your path to becoming a backstop. Now, it's one thing to talk about that early in the season when your body can feel a little more fresh. Now it's September, and I'm sure every player has got his nicks and bruises, but you were saying you feel fairly good, especially for being a catcher. That's a good sign. How's your body feeling, and how is this season? Just, you know, staying healthy as a catcher, it's not easy, but how are you feeling right now in September?
I feel pretty good. It's not easy, but we have great trainers here, and, you know, Zark's on our butts about getting better and running every day, and I feel like, you know, the work that we've put in from the beginning of the season has got me to here, and I feel pretty, you know, fairly good. I'm sure most of the players honestly feel good. I feel like we're pretty fresh as of now. I personally feel fresher than last year, and we won the whole thing, and we played, you know, to the latest date possible. So, you know, I think it's going to be another good year, and hopefully we finish out feeling good.
When we talk about pitching, sometimes we focus so much on the pitchers themselves, and for understandable reason, but a huge part of every pitching matchup is their battery mate and the catcher. And now there's been four games in a row. The starting pitcher for Frisco has gone exactly five innings. Three of those were shutout performances. Been a really good stretch here for the starting pitchers. Now that there's been a little more stability in terms of who the guys are on the rotation in the bullpen, there's always some fluctuation for sure. But what have the relationships been like at the pitching staff? What have you learned about handling the pitchers this year and that whole process of making sure that you control a pitching staff well?
Yeah, I'd say the catchers we have now and the way Los does it is we're not catching the same pitcher every week. I mean, we have caught the same pitchers for a couple weeks, and then this week, you know, I caught Bremer for the first time in a start. You know, this is the first time I've caught him in a game besides like a one-inning stint. But You know, and even Garcia, I've caught him a couple times this year, but, you know, it was nice to finally get back there for those guys. Like, I mean, we're all close. We're all, you know, working hard. Goebel's been great. I think that's what's really helped us against Corpus. Goebel's, you know, been hammering down the pitch report, you know, so we've been on top of it, and I feel like he's taught a lot, you know, to me, Liam, and David, and on how to call a game and stuff like that. So it's been really nice, and all of our relationships are great. Me, David, and Liam are really close, and then all the starting pitchers, including the relievers, honestly, like we're all super tight, and we've been together for a while, most of us, so it's really nice.
Yeah. And catcher Scott Capers joining us in the pregame show. When you have those meetings after a guy's start and you're discussing reviewing what you just did, looking forward, what's some of the information you've had in those meetings that's been the most helpful, or you see that's, oh, wow, yeah, that's going to help us in the next start? What sort of stuff gets you jazzed and more energized that you know you can attack guys better the next start around?
Yeah, I'd say every time we sit down after a game and kind of watch it, you kind of learn something new. Like for Garcia, for instance, he doesn't really like, you know, say a certain sign. Like he doesn't like a fastball up because he kind of misses up anyways in a good spot where they swing and miss. So he'd rather, you know, stay down, which is like you think it's, you know, kind of, you know, stupid. But, like, he doesn't really want the pistol call. He'd rather have, like, just a fastball in or fastball out, which yesterday, like, it worked out perfectly. He was just grooving the fastball in there, and they were just missing it. So it was super nice. But I'd say you know, I think Goebel has a really good understanding of how we should be calling games and how we should be setting up and helping the pitchers, and like whether it's mental or physical, he's been really helping us out, and you know, it's been great.
Yeah. Well, there's part one of our conversation with Scott Capers. We continue after this with starting lineups on the Riders Baseball Network. The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Down the home stretch of the 2023 season, thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network, game number 124 today out of 137. Here's the starting lineups between the Corpus Christi Hooks and the Frisco Rough Riders in this rematch, fifth game of the series, each of which have been decided by one run so far between these two clubs. The Corpus Christi Hooks send out Will Wagner to lead off. He bats first and plays second base. Zach DiZenzo hits second and plays the hot corner. Kennedy Corona bats in the three hole and patrols center field. Jacob Melton gets the start today as the designated hitter and cleanup hitter for the Hooks. Had his first hit as a double-A baseball player yesterday. Brian Arias bats fifth, the left fielder. J.C. Correa hits sixth and patrols first base. Jordan Brewer is in right field hitting seventh. Chad Stevens at short hitting eighth. And Garrett Wolforth is the catcher hitting ninth. Now for Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders, K-Bear Rodriguez leads off and gets the assignment at shortstop tonight. Brad Miller is the designated hitter, the Major League rehabber, bats second. Trevor Hover is in the three-hole today. He controls right field. Kellen Strom is the cleanup hitter for the Rough Riders tonight, and he is in center field. Liam Hicks placed at first base, batting fifth. Aaron Zavala hits sixth and is out in left field tonight with the team leading on-base percentage this series, gotten on base over half the time. Jax Biggers hit seventh, the second baseman. David Garcia is behind the dish tonight and hitting eighth. And then the ninth and final batter in this lineup, Chris Cease, gets the call at the bottom of the order. He'll play third base tonight for the Rough Riders. So again, that's Rodriguez, Miller, Hover, Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Biggers, Garcia, and Cease is the starting nine for the Rough Riders tonight, again wearing their throwback uniforms today during 20th anniversary weekend. Saw the first pitches from
Tanner Sheppers, Derek Holland, Ian Kinsler, Chris Davis. And fun to see them around the ballpark signing autographs and taking into baseball where they used to star on this diamond, and obviously much big moments beyond AA baseball as well for that quartet coming back for 20th anniversary weekend. Have another game of the festivities tomorrow with the Dream Card Set giveaway tomorrow, a 6:05 start in the series finale with Corpus Christi. And then that doesn't even close out the homestand. There's another game the very next day. Northwest Arkansas is in town to begin a six-game series that begins on Labor Day. No game Tuesday, so make sure you don't come out to the park Tuesday. Or if you do, just don't expect there to be baseball here in Frisco. But a game Monday, off day Tuesday, and then back Wednesday to continue the Northwest Arkansas series, which runs through Sunday. Those are the final home games of the year, or at least the regular season, in 2023. They might not be the last home games of the year. That's if Frisco makes the playoffs. If they do, the Rough Riders would play at home on September 19th as the first playoff game. And the Rough Riders have a shot. Yesterday did not help. The Rough Riders losing by one in extras. Amarillo was victorious, so the Rough Riders now three games back of the Sod Poodles for first place in the Southern Division. Rough Riders are now 29-26 since the midway point, although Frisco has still won five out of the last seven games. Yesterday's action, Frisco, two runs on three hits, and the Corpus Christi Hooks, three runs on six hits. Pretty low-scoring affair. They went nine innings, which was extras since it was scheduled to be a seven-inning game that didn't get started until 9 p.m. and concluded at 11:28 last night. We're getting underway much earlier today. First pitch on the other side of this break when Nick Krauth jogs out of the dugout, and he will throw out the first pitch when we return. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Swing sends a drive, deep right field, it's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Sidearms to second, Rodriguez throws, picked out at first for the double play.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score, Biggers around second, on his way to third, he's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Worden.
As the Rough Riders celebrate their 20th anniversary on this beautiful weekend in Frisco, Texas, it's Game 5 between the Rough Riders and Corpus Christi Hooks, and happy to have you from Riders Field. Alongside Josh Worden, I'm Zach Bigley. Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Rough Riders to start things out in this top of the first inning. Nick Krauth, the 23-year-old, 6'3", 170 pounds, he's making his 20th start on the year for the Rough Riders and his 22nd appearance overall. Will Wagner is set to start it off, and we are just about ready for baseball. Great crowd on hand, great celebrity guests on hand as well, and really excited for a good night of baseball. Here's the windback in the first pitch of the ball game. It's bounced to the third base side. Chris Cease has got it. Forehand stab, sets his feet, throws across, and gets Wagner. First pitch, one out, and we are underway at 7:06. 1 minute tardy on this very comfortable night here in Frisco. First pitch temperature tonight, 90 degrees. And cloud cover up above. Kennedy Corona stands in from the right side. Krauth looks in for his sign. He's got it, and he deals. It's just inside, one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders coming off a crazy night last night in which they had a two-hour delay before the game. Here's the wind of the pitch. Fouled away, right side. It's one ball and one strike. And then after the delay, there was a game that was supposed to be just seven innings, and it went into extras tied at nothing-nothing. Here's the line of the 1-1. Swinging a soft roller foul into the Camerwell right side. It's one ball and two strikes now on Corona. So tied at no score into the eighth. Both teams scored two runs in the eighth, and then Corpus scored a run in the ninth, and the Rough Riders could not score in the bottom half. It was a 3-2 win for the Corpus Christi Hooks last night. And a game that finished at 11:27 p.m. The 1-2 to Corona. He swings, bounces it foul back behind home. It's still 1-2 on the center fielder. So the series is now tied at two games apiece between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. The Rough Riders and Hooks have alternated wins in this series so far. Krauth back into his wine glove over the top of the cap, and the pitch is a breaking ball tapped down the third baseline and foul, and it's one ball and two strikes on the center fielder. Nick Krauth, as mentioned, making his 20th start on the year, 4-9 with a 6.09 ERA and 88 and two-thirds innings for the Rough Riders this year. He's struck out 61 to 34 walks. Opponents hitting 287 off the right-hander. Corona back in from the right side. Krauth has his sign, and he whips in the 1-2. Curveball hit in the air down the left field line. Zavala coming in towards the line. He's got a beat on it. And he puts it away, one paw skyward over his ball cap. Two up, two down in the first inning. No score for Jacob Melton. And let's introduce you to the defense behind Nick Krauth today for the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms. It's Aaron Zavala, who just made that play and left. Kellen Strom in center, and Trevor Hover roams the grass in right field. Chris Cease has the hot corner at third. Kaber Rodriguez is the shortstop. Jax Biggers at second. Liam Hicks at first base. First pitch to Melton. Swings and misses, and a good breaking ball down low and inside. It's 0-1. David Garcia does the catching today for Nick Krauth, catching him for just the third time this year. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated up and away, and it's 0-2. Two outs, bases clear here in the first inning. No score. Melton calls time and steps out. Jaron Molman is our home plate umpire today. Ty Krause, our first base umpire, and Felix Neon, our third base umpire today. Here's the wind in the 0-2. There's a fly ball hit to center field, high in the air and a little bit shallow. Kellen Strom comes in, waits for it to fall out of the sky, makes the catch, and the side is retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the first next. Our score, it's Corpus, nothing. Frisco coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're in the home half of the first inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. No score between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Ryan Gusto on the hill for Corpus Christi tonight, the 24-year-old out of Charlotte, North Carolina. 6'4", 232-pound right-hander. Faces off against Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop leading things off for Frisco. There's the first pitch at the bottom of the first. High and tight, backs him away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders were tamped down on offense yesterday, scoring just two runs on three hits, so they look for a bit of a rebound today on the offensive side. Gusto, the 1-0. Flicks across the outside corner for a called strike. We're even at 1-1. The Rough Riders have had a good offensive game in this series. That was back in Game 3, scoring 11 runs on 13 hits, but the other three games haven't been able to manage much. The 1-1 is a broken bat liner down the right side, and it falls into right field. It's a base hit for Rodriguez, who takes an aggressive turnaround first, but stomps on the brakes right there. He got sawed off badly on a looping line drive the opposite way. It bounced on the infield dirt and then rolled its way out into right field. It's a base hit for Rodriguez. Leadoff single for Frisco, and that brings big league rehabber Brad Miller to the plate. Miller playing in his seventh game overall this season with the Rough Riders, spanning two different rehab stints. In yesterday's game, Miller went 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. The pitch misses just upstairs, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ryan Gusto out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College. Works from the first base side of the rubber, peels back into his wine and offers. Misses high and outside, two balls and no strikes. Making his second start against the Rough Riders, and he was really good in that first start against Frisco. 5 1/3 no-hit innings, though he did allow a run and struck out 11 in the 5 1/3. The pitch. Outside, it's three balls and no strikes. He did walk two, and that's what led to that one run that crossed for the Rough Riders, despite not having a hit. He did pick up the loss in that game back on August 10th, though. He deals home. Miller punches it foul back behind home plate in the air on a 3-0 green light. And it's three balls and one strike. That was a game in Corpus in which the Rough Riders were being no-hit. Through the sixth inning, Rough Riders put up four runs in that inning and ended up winning 5-0. Even though Gusto had a great start. The 3-1. High and outside, ball four, and it's a single and a walk to start the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the first inning. No score, Frisco and Corpus.
Here's Trevor Auburn.
Kemba Rodriguez just stole third.
Oh, wow. You're right.
Nobody noticed except for Kemba. And nobody was looking for Corpus.
You're right. Brad Miller walked, and Rodriguez just hustled around second and ended up at third.
I looked up halfway to second, and I thought, where's Kaber? And then he was halfway to third by that point.
The time called. Auver steps out. How about that? So Rodriguez gets an extra bag. Stolen base for him. Here's the pitch home. Auver puts it in the air down the left field line. Arias chasing towards the line, and it's a foul ball. It's 0-1 on Auver. Rough Rider is trying to punch first in this fifth game of the series. It made a habit out of scoring early and often as of late. Frisco is tied for the league lead with runs in the first inning this year. They've scored 95 runs in 123 games. The pitch. This is down low and inside. And it's one ball and one strike only in the first inning. And they've scored in the first in five of their last seven games during this nice little stretch. Gusto from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch to Hover. Fouled back. One ball and two strikes. Ryan Gusto, besides that really good start against the Rough Riders overall this season, he's been good in Corpus in general. 3-2 on the year, over 11 appearances, 5 starts, a 3.55 ERA. Holding opponents to a measly 161 average. The pitch is outside. It's two balls and two strikes. The funny thing is, his ERA has nearly halved from what it was earlier this season in High A Asheville. Their home ballpark is one of the most hitter-friendly parks in all of minor league baseball. The 2-2. Strike three called in the outside corner. Man, Jared Molman forgot the count for a second. He went to make an initial strike call, and then halfway through, pointing to the side, he punched back and realized it was strike three as Hover started walking away. So there's the first out of the inning. Runners on the corners, no score. Here's Kellen Strom, the Rough Riders center fielder. Strom, a 245 hitter on the season, 5 homers, 43 runs batted in, and 107 games in the pitch. He cuddles with the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball from Gusto. When he was in High A Asheville, his ERA was 6.47. He had allowed 11 home runs in 12 games. The 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. That ballpark is nestled within the Apps, and it's very high elevation out there in Asheville, North Carolina. Hard to think that the Texas League is pitcher-friendly, but more pitcher-friendly than that ballpark. The 1-1. Sawed off, foul ball into the netting above the first base dugout. One ball, two strikes on Strom. Let's give you the defense that will back up Ryan Gusto today for Corpus Christi. It's Brian Arias in left. Kennedy Corona in center, and Jordan Brewer is out in right field. Luis Aviles Jr. at third. Chad Stevens, the shortstop. Will Wagner at second. J.C. Correa at first base. And Garrett Wolforth squats down behind the plate. Does the catching for Gusto, who deals. It's a fastball high. Two balls and two strikes on the center fielder for Frisco. Rodriguez still at third base. Brad Miller still at first. Gusto looks in with the glove pinned against his knee. He has his sign from the first base side of the rubber. The 2-2. Strike three call. Got him right down the heart of the plate with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Strom was looking for something different. But back-to-back looking strikeouts for Ryan Gusto, and Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Hicksy has been on a tear, yesterday in 0-4, but that snapped a 7-game hitting streak for him. Two of his 4 hits in this series have been doubles. He's also driven in 4 runs in this series. A chance to drive in a run to make it 1-0. The pitch. He takes low of the zone with a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Runners at the corners. Here in the bottom of the first inning, 2 outs. Whole side shift on the infield. Open stance for Hicks. His front heel off the ground. Just the toe touching. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, softly hit into center field, falling quickly. Corona dives, and he makes the catch. An incredible grab by Corona to save a run, and he robs Liam Hicks of an RBI. Well, the Rough Riders held off the scoreboard in the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the top of the second inning. No score between the Riders and the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
To the top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Hooks. Frisco held off the scoreboard in the bottom of the first inning despite getting a couple base runners. Brian Arias leads it off against Nick Crowth. And the right-hander back into his wind, the first pitch. Arias swings, bounces it foul off his own foot up the third baseline, and it's 0-1. Arias 2-for-6 in the series. Both of his hits have been for extra bases, a double and a home run. His homer was an absolute blast 2 days ago. 447-foot shot into left center field that hit off the walkway beyond the berm and ended up getting out of the ballpark onto the street. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. A breaking ball low and outside, and it's 1-1. On the left fielder, leading things off in a scoreless second. Arias out of San Antonio grew up there and went to UTSA. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Crowth gets him to chase, and it's 1-2. He was a Hook last year as well. He stands out of the right-handed batter's box, adjusts the batting gloves with the bat under his arm, and ooh, Crowth looked like he kind of landed uncomfortably, and Arias... nice little bit of sportsmanship there. He looked out to him and gave him the thumbs up, said, are you okay? And Crowth said, yep, I'm good. And the 1-2. Swinging a broken bat roller out to shortstop. Rodriguez has got it, and he fires onto first for the out. Man, the barrel of that bat went splintering and helicoptering over towards the Rough Riders dugout where it hit the netting and then caromed down onto the warning track right in front of the dugout. And there are about five different pieces, shards of bat all over the place. One out in front of home plate. Jared Molman, the home plate umpire, picks it up. It's a ground out to shortstop by Arias, and there's one out. There's Luis Aviles Jr. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. What a wonderful night. A beautiful night for baseball. Here's the wind back in the pitch home. Low and away with a breaking ball, and it's 1-0. But not only that, a great night to celebrate our 20th anniversary. We're celebrating that our whole weekend here at Riders Field, and we had four wonderful guests, Chris Davis, Ian Kinsler, Tanner Sheppers, and Derek Holland. The pitch is a chopper back to the hill. One hop right to Crowth. He's got it chest high. Soft tosses it over to first for the out, and they're two away. J.C. Correa stands in. No score, I should say, here in the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Hooks. Now, those four guys were phenomenal, signing autographs for fans and bringing out friends and family here to the ballpark to enjoy the celebration with us. They threw out first pitches. Here's the wind back and the pitch to Correa. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Four of our best alumni, honestly. When you look at the franchise's history, really the only one you'd add in there, I guess the only two. Here's the 0-1. It's a broken bat fly ball into left center field, and that drops in a base hit. So Krauth breaks his second bat in the inning, but this one produces a hit, lofted out into shallow left center. Correa singles. It's the first hit that Krauth has allowed. Ends a string of five in a row retired by the right-hander out of Concord, California. Jordan Brewer stands in, the former University of Michigan product. No score, top of the second. Really, the only two you'd add in there are Adrian Gonzalez, who went on to fame with the Padres and Red Sox and the Dodgers, and then Elvis Andrus, who's currently still playing with the Chicago White Sox. Here's the pitch. Brewer fouls it back into Garcia's glove, and it's 0-1. Really great to have those four out here. Phenomenal people. Rangers fans loved them. And the line was insane before today's game for the autographs. Here's the 0-1 offering. A strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. And it is a perfect night for baseball. 90 degrees. It's been a while since we've had a 90-degree first pitch at 7 o'clock here in North Texas. 0-2. Brewer punches it in the air. Foul right side. Still 0-2. Krauth trying to hold Corpus off of the scoreboard. The first and second innings have been good for Krauth this year. The third and fourth, when you get two times, three times through the order, that's when it starts to be a little bit more trouble for Krauth. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's still 0-2. We'll see if he's able to get through this unscathed and hopefully continue to roll. He's allowed just two combined runs over his last two starts, going four innings and five innings against Midland and Tulsa in those last two. He readies and brings in the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball tagged in the air right side and foul, and it's still no balls and two strikes. It's his third start of the season against Corpus Christi. The right-hander had a tough start out his last time against, or I should say his first time against Corpus. On June 8th, he allowed five runs over three and a third innings, but he threw a quality start his most recent time against the Hooks. The pitch home. Swinging a foul straight back. Still no balls and two strikes. Six innings, allowing just two runs on an August 9th start. Picking up the victory in that game. The Rough Riders won that one 6-2. He looks in. He's got his sign. Glove comes to a stop of the chest. And the 0-2 again. Breaking ball. Hit a foul again on the ground. Straight down. Five consecutive foul balls once Brewer reached an 0-2 count. Staying alive. This will be the eighth pitch to him. Still 0-2. Krauth and Garcia have been a good pairing. Only the third time they pitched together, but the Riders have won the first two games. The 0-2 is fouled straight back again. We'll do at least a ninth pitch in the at-bat. Krauth has only allowed three runs over the nine innings when the two had hooked up as a pitcher and catcher battery. 0-2 on Brewer. Slight pull side shift on the infield. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. We'll have to wait. A quick throw over to first. Correa back in. He's 6-for-8 in steals this year. He has not gone frequently, but has been pretty successful when he has. Krauth has his sign. The 0-2. In the air, out to shallow right field. Hover sprinting in on a dead run. Still coming in, just out of his reach as he slides to his right. Biggers has it in shallow right field. He throws in, and he misses the cutoff man, but one hop strike directly to the plate. Correa held in third. And there are now runners on the corners as Jordan Brewer and a nine-pitch at-bat singles to the opposite way, just out of the reach of Trevor Hover. And Chad Stevens will make his way to the plate, but not before Nick Krauth gets a mound visit. Rough Riders Sending David Garcia, the catcher, out there, as well as Chris Cease and Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop and third baseman. So two two-out singles here in the second inning. Still no score. And the quick mound visit is done. Garcia just trying to settle him down a little bit. Chad Stevens, right-handed batter, 3-for-10 in this series. Krauth looks in for his sign. He's got it from Garcia. He's ready from the stretch. He delivers. In the air down the right field line, hooking foul. And just shy of the Corpus bullpen. 0-1. A head-to-head against the Rough Riders this year, Chad Stevens has been very good. In 14 games, he's hit at 326. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball riding inside. It's 0-2. A 994 OPS as well. He's clubbed a couple homers. He's four RBIs. Runners remain on the corners. 0-2. Krauth, not a strikeout pitcher. A five-pitch arsenal. Sinker, cutter, curveball, a slider, and change. But more of a ground ball guy rather than a strikeout pitcher. He offers home. Swinging a ground ball off the end of the bat. Foul down the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Nothing-nothing our score here in the bottom of the second as the sun begins to set. A beautiful orangish hue cast on the top of the walls and just over the lazy river to our right. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Low and outside with a curveball, and it's one ball and two strikes now on Stevens. Krauth wipes some sweat off of his face on his right forearm as he looks in for the sign. He's got it. Ball and glove come together at the chest. He stops in the 1-2. Fouled back off to the right side. It's still one ball and two strikes as he's had to labor a little bit in this second inning. The first inning was fairly easy for him. Just 10 pitches overall. He readies in the 1-2. Runner goes. There's a ground ball down the third baseline and foul. Very weakly hit by Stevens. He might have broken his bat as well. He did. That's the third bat that Krauth has broken in this inning, creating some kindling. Krauth has already thrown 23 pitches in the inning. As he goes back behind home, grabs some rosin, while Chad Stevens gets a new weapon. Tucks it under his left arm and walks out towards the plate.
He's really pouring in the strikes. I mean, with that bat with Jordan Brewer, where he threw 9 pitches all for strikes, a couple before that, then he got 0-2 here. He had a string of 15 straight pitches that were all for strikes.
That'll work. He's faced 8 batters, first pitch strikes to 6 of them. The 1-2. Swinging a broken bat roller down the third baseline. Cease has got it. Krohop slings it to first in time. Inning over. He breaks 4 bats in the inning. He gets 3 outs and retires the side. No runs on 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on. Bottom second next, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469 844-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the second inning, it is a beautiful night for baseball here in Frisco. No score between the Rough Riders and Hooks in Game 5 of this series. Aaron Zavala leads it off for the Rough Riders against Ryan Gusto. Right-hander against left-hander at the plate. Here's the stretch, and back into the windup, Gusto delivers home. It's just away, one ball and no strikes. Ryan Gusto has a very subdued windup. He doesn't square his shoulders towards the plate like normal guys do from the windup. He has his shoulders squared towards third base, almost like he was from the stretch. The 1-0. Shuttles across the outside corner, belt high, and it's called a strike, one ball and one strike. Instead, he looks like he's going from the stretch and then brings that left leg back behind him. And rockets the knee skyward and delivers in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup low off the outside corner. Tailing away from the left-handed bat. It's one ball and two strikes. Zavala 4 for 12 in this series with a couple RBIs. He's also walked four times. Gusto, a deep breath, peels back in the 1-2. Swing and a foul straight back into the netting. And it's one ball and two strikes. And he's been swinging the bat very well recently. Guy who's starting to turn things around on the offensive side has the average back above 200 now and trying to get that to continue to climb upward. The 1-2. Breaking ball hit in the air down the left field line. It drifts foul. One ball and two strikes on Zavala. Playing in his 82nd game with the Rough Riders this year. He came in late to the season. Recovering from that elbow surgery that he had in the offseason. The pitch flutters high off the outside corner, 2-2, and he's talked about how much it was difficult for him to continue to hit after the rehab. He spent so much time not being able to swing the bat. And now finally starting to feel comfortable. The 2-2. Check swing on a pitch down in the dirt. He went around for strike three. Zavala strikes out. It's the third K for Gusto, and there's one away. Gusto had 11 strikeouts against the Rough Riders in 5 1/3 in that last start he had against them down in Corpus Christi. But he has not been a strikeout pitcher this year at the AA level. 45 and 2/3 innings, 45 strikeouts. Little less than one an inning. First pitch to Biggers. He watches one hover across the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. First pitch changeup. Gusto has certainly been a strikeout pitcher head-to-head against the Rough Riders. The 0-1. He slashes it foul left side, up and over the concourse on the left side. 0-2 on Biggers. No score, Hooks and Rough Riders. Biggers draws a pull side shift on the infield to the right side. Gusto looking in for his sign. Bright silver cleat. He's got it. And the 0-2. High off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Gusto has a good fastball tonight. 95 miles an hour on that last one. He's already throwing a pretty good chunk of pitches, though. He offers home. Right on the outside corner, strike three call to the knees. Fastball froze him. It's the fourth strikeout already for Gusto, and there are two away. David Garcia makes his way to the plate. Here's the wind back and the offering in. Swing and a miss by Garcia, and it's 0-1. David Garcia 0-3 with a walk in this series. Gusto peels back into his wind in the 0-1. Swing and a ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-2. The Rough Riders enter into this game 3 games back of the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the Texas League South with 15 games left to play. The Rough Riders are rooting for Midland tonight as they take on Amarillo, though Midland is also in front of them, and not so good news so far. It's 1-0 Amarillo into the top of the third. The pitch. Strike 3 called. My goodness, fastball at the knees, and he strikes out the side. Give him 5 here in the second inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the top of the third inning next. Josh Warden takes over on the play-by-play when we come back. No score, Rough Riders and Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the third inning from Frisco, Texas. It's a scoreless ballgame. The Corpus Christi Hooks rematching with the host Frisco Rough Riders here on a gorgeous Saturday evening. Nick Krauth into his wind to begin the third inning. And the pitch is taken by Garrett Wolforth for strike one. 9-hole hitter. And Nick Krauth trying to finish out his first journey through the Hooks lineup in good fashion. The 0-1 is under the hands. 1-1. Nick Krauth had allowed a little bit of traffic last inning, but stranded 2 runners and has not yet allowed a run. The 1-1. Slider poked behind home plate. And it's now 1-2. And a string of 15 straight pitches that were all for strikes last inning. Had to endure some foul balls, a couple of singles. The 1-2. Another breaking ball hit on the ground towards Rodriguez. Slides in the grass and has no throw. It pops out of his hand on the transfer. And Wolforth is safe on an infield base hit. Rodriguez had the makings of an electric play. Fielded, got up, and just couldn't get it cleanly out of the glove and back into his hand. And he is disappointed with the potential highlight play that slipped through his fingers. It's a base hit for Wolforth, a leadoff single. And now Will Wagner, the left-hand batter. He tries to bunt and almost hit him in the leg at 1. No score, top of the third inning. The Hooks at the plate trying to get ahead here after they claimed a 1-run victory yesterday. A 1-0 delivery. Bunted on the third base side. Cease runs in, and he will have no throw. Will Wagner places one in no man's land up the third baseline. And it's an infield base hit back-to-back for the Hooks. And chopper in the hole at short, and then a bunt single, and now the Hooks have 2 runners on for Kennedy Corona.
For whatever reason, the third inning has been the really tough one for Nick Krauth. 29 runs allowed in the third, more than any other inning almost combined throughout the entire season. This has been the tough one for him, and it's not a great start to it.
Nobody out for the outfielder, Kennedy Corona, right-hand hitter, and the first pitch. In the dirt, 1. Krauth trying to continue a string of really good efforts by starting pitchers this series.
four games in, every time the starting pitcher for the Rough Riders has gone five innings exactly. Yesterday was Ryan Garcia. Here's the 1-0. A ground ball right past Krauth, backhanded by Biggers, underhands to Rodriguez. The throw to first, picked out by Hicks. Got the double play. It wasn't an easy one, but Biggers made the play. Rodriguez strides across the bag, and Hicks comes up with his own portion of the highlight, scooping that one out of the dirt. It's a 4-6-3 twin killing. And Krauth needed it. It does advance Garrett Wolforth to third base. And now it's up to Jacob Melton to break the scoreless tie, but there are two outs. Nice play by Biggers to run behind the bag and toss it back to Rodriguez. The first toss, a high drive to right field. It's foul. And towards the seats with Melton way out in front for strike one. Well, the starting pitchers this series, Noah Bremer on Tuesday, Dane Acker Wednesday, then it's Seth Nordlund and Ryan Garcia the last couple of days. Five innings for each of them. The 0-1 toss. Melton hits it high in the air on the infield. This should end the inning. Jax Biggers jogging in, has his sights on it, and the second baseman makes the grab. And there's the inning. First two guys reach on base hits. It does not lead to a run as Nick Krauth uses a double play ball and a pop out to get out of the frame and strand a runner at third base. Still no score. Bottom of the third coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
Chris Cease will lead off in the bottom of the third inning for the Frisco Rough Riders. Neither team has scored yet. Ryan Gusto, the right-hand starting pitcher, deals in. And a fly ball right side, foul ball into the seat. Strike one to begin the bottom of the third here on a fantastic Saturday evening in Frisco. The sun setting behind us and to our left. The field in the shadows, the lights are on. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball whacked to center field. Corona running in. The center fielder lunges out and makes the grab. Almost had to dive for it. He keeps his feet and jogs in almost all the way to the back of the infield. And Chris Cease is put away on a line drive to center. Almost dropped in for a base hit, but he is out number one in the third inning. And so it's now Caber Rodriguez's turn with one out and the bases clear. Third inning and a scoreless contest. Right-hand hitter against a right-hand thrower. Gusto steps in. And Rodriguez taking all the way. It's low and outside for a ball. He just kind of stepped out. And so I'm not swinging at this first pitch. I'm going to see what you got here. In his second at-bat, he had a broken bat single in his first plate appearance. A 1-0 delivery. Again, taking all the way. It's a strike this time, and apparently his method was to take until he saw at least one strike. And it was on the second pitch. One out, base is empty, and a 1-1 count. Gusto winds again. Rodriguez swings this time and places it off the netting over the Corpus Christi dugout on the first base portion of Reiners Field. A great crowd on hand here in 20th anniversary weekend, enjoying meeting some of the big former Rough Riders names, Ian Kinsler, Derek Holland, Chris Davis, Tanner Sheppers. Enter a big crowd and good baseball down the home stretch of the season. A lot of reasons to come out. The 1-2 pitch. It is down and into Rodriguez. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But Zach, pretty cool to see some of the names here in Frisco. See some of the guys with Riders Field meant a lot to them, the Rough Riders, and see them come back and take in the ballgame. 2-2 pitch is low and outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. But fun to see them enjoy the field a little bit.
No doubt. And, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, the four of them, three of them haven't been here since they played here, yeah, which is pretty crazy. Ian Kinsler is now an employee with the Rangers.
A payoff pitch is popped up. DeZenzo, the third, or Aviles running in. And Aviles is able to make the catch. And a foul out for Caber Rodriguez. That's the second out of the inning.
So just talking to them before the game today and kind of, you know, gauging their excitement for this. They're all really excited just to kind of see how much this place has changed, because a lot of them played here before it was all built up here in this area, before there were apartment buildings and before the mall got really big. And it's kind of crazy.
First pitch to Brad Miller is low, ball one.
But also just, you know, Josh, being a part of this for this week, or I guess this weekend, to happen so late in the season, we felt the anticipation kind of all season coming up to this weekend.
1-0 toss is on the outside corner. I think it's cool to bookend it, because we talked a lot about it being the 20th year of Frisco baseball at the beginning of the year, and then to come back at the end and say, here we are, having played 20 full seasons now as we come down the home stretch. 1 ball, 1 strike to Miller. And that's at the knees. He's behind 1 ball, 2 strikes.
And all four of them have been great.
Yeah.
For all accounts and purposes. I mean, they have been phenomenal, so it's been really cool.
Bases are empty for Brad Miller. A designated hitter today has a 1-2 count from Ryan Gusto. And he deals. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Brad Miller is down, and Ryan Gusto picks up another strikeout after he struck out the sign in order last inning. He gets one more K this frame, and he has struck out 6 tonight. No score for either club through 3 innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through 3 innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Corpus Christi Hooks with no runs on 4 hits and no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with no runs on 1 hit and no errors. It's a picturesque night here in Frisco, Texas. Nick Krauth, I should say, is back on the hill for the Rough Riders in the top of the 4th inning. Brian Arias, Luis Aviles, and J.C. Correa, the scheduled batters who will hit against Krauth, who has gone 3 scoreless innings so far, albeit with some traffic. He has allowed back-to-back singles in 2 consecutive innings, but got out of the jam both times. The first pitch of the inning, low and outside to Arias, and it is ball one. I don't think we've seen a prettier night in Frisco tonight, with the sun setting and the pinkish-orangish hues on the clouds. A 1-0 pitch, bottom of the zone, evens the count at 1-1. I will say, this is probably the best night, the coolest temperature, some of the coolest temperatures of late at least. 1-1, the slider outside, 2 balls and a strike.
Who knew 90 degrees could feel so comfortable?
I think I need a jacket just about. 2-1 to Arias with the bases empty from Krauth. A ground ball third base side. Chris Ceasefield's on the second hop. Crows hep and throws to first in time. And Brian Arias is put away. One out in the top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than this. This is perfect.
I wish I could just stop it right here. Sun don't go down any further. Clouds don't move. Just keep it. It's right here.
Yeah, the funny thing, in 5 minutes it'll be gone.
Yeah. So look at it now while you can. I have to pay attention to the game for a little bit, too. You can't just stare at the clouds. First pitch to Aviles. Off the inside corner, it's ball one. No score, top of the fourth. Mentioned last inning that all four starting pitchers this week for the Rough Riders have gone 5 innings exactly. 1-0 pitch is outside, 2-0. Bremer went 5 shutout for the Rough Riders. Acker went 5 shutout. Ryan Garcia yesterday went 5 shutout. Seth Nordlund went 5. He did allow 3 runs. 2-0 pitch is low and inside, 3-0 to Aviles. And even Nordland's appearance, all those 3 runs came in the same inning. He came back for 3 scoreless frames after that. And then Nick Krauth is 3 scoreless so far tonight. He has a 3-0 count. Fastball, a half swing on appeal, no swing. And Aviles has a 4-pitch walk. A 1-out, base on balls. And J.C. Correa, the hitter, in a scoreless contest, 4th inning. His brother playing not far away in Arlington right now. Here earlier when the Twins were on an off day, and now Carlos Correa playing for Minnesota against the Rangers at Globe Life. Krauth comes set with his back to Aviles at first base. His pitch to J.C. Correa. And a half swing on a pitch outside. That time he also held back. It's ball one. And so the starting pitchers this week for the Rough Riders have combined for 23 innings, have gone 22 of those innings scoreless. 1-0 pitch is low, and Krauth struggling a bit to find the strike zone. 6 straight pitches outside the zone. After he had thrown the first 48 pitches, only 9 of them for balls, but now 6 straight, each for a ball. A 2-0 delivery, actually a throw over to first, and Aviles jumps back. Runner at first, 1 out. To the Rough Riders starting pitchers with an ERA that came into tonight at 1.35. And that has continued to drop with Krauth adding 3 more scoreless frames tonight. He deals in. And that one does get a strike call at the lower part of the zone, 2-1. Nick Krauth doing well so far. He's gotten a no decision his last 2 starts. A change for him, the previous 8 starts prior to that were all decisions. 3 wins, 5 losses in that stretch. The 2-1 delivery. Breaking ball fouled into the glove. It's strike 2. He's had a really good stretch last couple starts. Just 2 earned runs over 9 innings. Scattering a lot of hits. 13 hits over those 2 starts. But only 1 extra base hit. A double and 12 singles. The 2-2 pitch. A hard drive to left field. Zavala running back. He won't get it. It is halfway up the wall. Aviles digs for third. The throw in will hold him there. It is a double for J.C. Correa, banging it off the LED board in left field. Stayed on a line, and so it didn't really have a chance to get out, but it did clear Zavala's head and hit about halfway up the fence in left field. So a double for J.C. Correa. Right as I was about to say, Nick Krauth hasn't allowed an extra base hit today. Well, there it is. I didn't jinx him. I was about to say it. I had not said it, so no jinx, but there it is. Second and third now for the Hooks. Only 1 out in the inning. Jordan Brewer, the batter. Right-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. A liner towards third into left field. Base hit. It scores Aviles. Correa to third, and he holds there. It's an RBI single for Jordan Brewer, and this game is no longer scoreless. 1-0 Corpus Christi. On a single through the left side for Jordan Brewer. Well, the former Michigan Wolverine not only happy about his team's blowout win over East Carolina 30-3, but Brewer also gets an RBI single. He's 2-for-2 today. And now Nick Krauth, the recipient of a mound visit, with 3 straight batters reaching for the Hooks. A walk, a double, a single in that order. And now with one out, Chad Stevens is the next hitter for the Hooks, leading 1-0. It's been a streak of very low-scoring games, and this one finally does see a score, but it's still just 1-0 in the fourth inning for a squad that had really good pitching against the Hooks of late for the Rough Riders. When you look back at that last series in Corpus Christi, that was about a month ago when the Rough Riders were at the Coastal Bend. The first four games of that series, the Rough Riders had probably their best four-game stretch they've had all year. So Krauth ready to go, and his pitch is inside at Chad Stevens, 1-0. Runners on the corners, one out. The Hooks leading 1-0 in the fourth inning. Frisco only allowed 3 earned runs over 4 games in Corpus. The 1-0. Stevens rockets one toward short. Rodriguez fields on a bounce, goes to second. Biggers turns to first. Textbook double play. 6-4-3. It was hit a massive amount by Chad Stevens, but directly at Rodriguez on one bounce. 105 miles an hour off the bat. And it ended up being a fairly routine double play once Rodriguez saw it into his glove. So that ends the inning. Just one run in and a runner stranded at third base. It's 1-0 Hooks. Into the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
A double play ends the last half inning, and Frisco limits damage defensively, but the Rough Riders do trail 1-0. And now come to the plate in the bottom of the fourth. Trevor Hover swings at the first pitch and fouls it back to the netting. It's 0-1 against Ryan Gusto, the starting pitcher who has allowed just one hit today and no runs through the first three innings. Trevor Hover, Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks trying to turn that script around. The 0-1. Is lined towards right field, hooking towards the foul line. It lands inside the chalk, a fair ball. It skirts into the corner. Trevor Hover digs for second. The throw in is not nearly in time. And Trevor Hover's got himself a leadoff double to begin the fourth. Kind of shortened up his swing a little bit. Was a bit out in front, but he was able to get on time with it. Just enough to keep it fair. And Hover adds on to his team lead. His 24th double of the season. Right field line, and he's the tying run now, and he's in scoring position. Kellen Strom has a chance to tie this ball game up about as quickly as they possibly could after giving up the lead the last half inning. First pitch to Kellen is over the middle and strike one. Strom had an RBI yesterday, did not have a hit, but a ground ball that resulted in a run. He also drew a walk. Infield shifted to pull just a bit, kind of towards double play combo. Not that it's exactly that. The 0-1 is up and in. Started a swing, but he held back. No runner at first, but Stevens and Wagner both fairly close to the bag, especially the second baseman, Will Wagner. Outfield playing shifted pretty heavily to the right. The right-hand hitter at the dish. No real wind to speak of currently. The 1-1. Strom pokes it over the right side. And it hangs up into foul ground for strike two. Leadoff double for Trevor Hover. The Rough Riders trailing by a run. In the home half of the fourth inning. Fifth game out of the six-game series. Frisco trying to retake the series lead. One ball, two strikes. Gusto comes at operating out of the stretch. His pitch is grounded towards short. Stevens runs over. Fields in shallow center. Throws in time to get the out. It does advance Trevor Hover to third base. A 6-3 ground out for Kellen Strom with Chad Stevens exiting the infield to make that play, working towards his left and able to throw in time from the outfield grass. One out, Liam Hicks the batter in a 1-0 ball game. Corpus Christi in front, that their lead is only 90 feet long. Liam Hicks steps in, left-handed batter. Points his tan-colored bat out towards right field as he wiggles it around and sees the first pitch. A foul ball behind home. It's 0-1. Hicks was robbed in his first inning at bat, a diving play by the center fielder Kennedy Corona. But Hicks now has a chance to get aboard. The infield is playing in. Hicks, who leads the team with four RBIs this series, has a chance for another. The 0-1. It's at the knees, tails back over, and stays just high enough to get a strike call. 0-2. Hicks, who snapped his streak, yesterday was the first home game this entire season that he did not get on base. First 34 games at Riders Field, he had reached base at least once. He also snapped an 8-game hitting streak, which was the longest hitting streak for either team in this series, longest active. But he went 0-4 yesterday. Here's the 0-2. A fister towards short. Stevens runs back. He's able to get there in time and make the catch at the back of the infield. Would have been a routine play had he not been playing in. And it was a much tougher play, but one that he was still able to make. Made the catch a couple of steps in front of the grass, and his momentum took him into left field. And good base running from Trevor Hover. He had thought about starting to run home, thinking that one would get in for a base hit, but he had to make sure to avoid a double play. And he got back to third. Now two outs, and Aaron Zavala the batter. 1-0 Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders hoping not to spoil a leadoff double. The initial pitch, Zavala hacks at it. Back foot breaking ball for strike one, swing and a miss. Zavala's reached base on about half his plate appearances this series. 4-for-13 plus four walks. 0-1, here's the pitch. Slashes it over the left side, and now he's in an 0-2 hold just like Liam Hicks was. When Ryan Gusto gave up the double to Trevor Hover, it was the first base hit he had allowed in 10 batters. It wasn't since the very first batter of the game, a broken bat single for Caber Rodriguez, and no hits after that. The 0-2, it is a bit low, not by much, 1-2. So Hover doubled, first extra base hit for the Rough Riders today. Both teams getting their first extra base hit today in this inning. Corpus Christi scoring in the top half of this frame. 1-0 Hooks. Runner at third for the Rough Riders. Here's the 1-2. Off-speed pitch that's fouled away into the seats. The Hooks got one walk last inning. Their first walk of the game, and that is the only batter, only base runner who has scored. That's been the difference so far. The Rough Riders with a leadoff double. They hope that leads to a run. But two outs and two strikes on Aaron Zavala. Gusto has his sign, and he's set with his glove tucked next to his belt. Here's the pitch. It's outside, a fastball taken, and Zavala has an even count now, 2-2. 2-0-1 average, his 82nd game of the year. And a game-tying RBI opportunity with the infield playing him to pull. 2-2 pitch. It is low on a breaking ball that sinks underneath the zone, and now a full count to Zavala. If they walk him or he otherwise gets aboard, Jax Biggers has a plate appearance in the fourth inning. Runner at third for the Rough Riders, the tying run. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Gusto is set, steps back and steps in. Breaking ball hit high and deep to center field. Corona running back, left center alley to the warning track. He stops and makes the catch just in front of the dirt. The inning comes to a close and the Rough Riders are unable to make anything out of the leadoff double from Trevor Hover. Stranded at third, and the Rough Riders remain down by a 1-0 margin.
Zach Bigley back in the play-by-play when we come back in the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Top of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Hooks. Frisco trailing 1-0 in a game that is very similar to the other games in this series, except for Game 3. Outside of that one, it's pretty much, for the most part, been all pitchers' duels, and we're back at it here in Game 5. Nick Kraut deals home to Garrett Wolforth, and the first pitch is inside. One ball and no strikes. Wolforth a single back in the third. Corpus Christi has had their fair share of hits in this game. The 1-0. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's now 1-1. They have six hits tonight, but they're just 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. The Rough Riders have also had their opportunities. 1-1 pitch. Outside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Frisco is 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position tonight. So neither team taking advantage, really. The 1-2. Breaking ball hit in the air out to right center field is sending Strom into the alley. He jogs under it, and he's there to make the catch. One paw skyward. One away. 1-0 Corpus Christi, top of the fifth inning. Will Wagner steps in. He's singled on a bunt base hit down the third baseline in the third inning. 1-for-2 today, leading the team with six hits in the series. Left-handed batter, here's the right-hander's first toss on the way. Swinging a fisting line drive out into right field. It drops in a base hit over Jax Biggers. Hover comes in to collect, and the right fielder fires it back in. A single for Will Wagner with one out in the fifth inning. Seventh hit today against Nick Krauth, and Kennedy Corona stands in. 1-0 Corpus Christi out in front. Well, last night, Devin Smeltzer made history in minor league baseball. He threw a no-hitter yesterday for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Here's the pitch home. It's fouled off on the ground back behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Bunt attempt from Corona. Smeltzer threw the no-hitter, and he has had an incredible career and life story. Came up through the Dodgers system, pitched for the Minnesota Twins for a while. He's now back down in the minors. But his life was nearly over before it started. The 0-1. In the air out to right center field. Strom on the run, going back, reaches up, and he flags it down. Two away. What a great grab for Kellen Strom, and a great first step, racing back into the alley in right center field and making the catch. It was all about that first step, and he was able to make the grab. So 2 outs now, and here's Jacob Melton. 1-0 Corpus, top of the fifth. Quick story about Devin Smeltzer. When he was in high A, Rancho Cucamonga, he made a little kid's day. Here's the stretch and the offering in to Jacob Melton. The swing and a bouncer to the second baseman. Biggers, he's got it. Fires on to first in time for the out. and the side is retired. We'll get to that story on the other side of this break. Nice inning for Nick Krauth. No runs a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're into the bottom of the fifth inning next. It's Corpus 1, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the home half of the fifth inning. 1-0 Corpus Christi out in front in the bottom of the fifth. Jax Biggers leads it off. David Garcia after that, and then Chris Cease. Bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders against Ryan Gusto. The starter is still out there. He has his sign and delivers in the first pitch to Biggers. Flutters high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Before we went to break, we were talking about Devin Smeltzer, who threw a no-hitter for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the AAA affiliate of the Marlins. The 1-0 at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 1-1 on the second baseman for the Riders. Well, Devin Smeltzer was a cancer survivor as a child, and he made sure that the rest of his life he would give back. The 1-1. A bunt shown. Biggers pulls back and takes high and outside, and it's two balls and one strike. And well, there was one day when he was in high A with Rancho Cucamonga where there was a kid who was dealing with cancer, terminal cancer, came out to the ballpark. It was a huge baseball fan. And it was such a hot day, the 2-1. Misses high, three balls and one strike. A day game on a Sunday. He came up and he hung out in the press box, make sure he was in the AC. Well, Devin Smeltzer caught wind of this, and he decided that he wanted to go up and meet the family and talk to the young kid. The 3-1. There's a pop-up on the left side. Fair territory, left side. Aviles going back. The shortstop right there as well. But it's the third baseman, Aviles, who makes the catch, and there's one away. And David Garcia makes his way to the plate. After the pop-out by Biggers, 1-0 Corpus Christi. The Smeltzer went up, talked to the family, talked to the young boy. They talk baseball, exchange stories of the cancer treatment and everything that they went through. And then the two sat side by side and watched the first two innings of the game, holding hands, not speaking a word, just enjoying the game of baseball. Devin didn't tell anybody about it, went right back down, and just made that kid's life. The pitch home. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that's the kind of guy that Devin Smeltzer is. When he was going through cancer treatments when he was a kid, he was a huge Phillies fan. He grew up in New Jersey. There's the wind back in the 0-1. Ground ball foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-2. And he had someone visit him in the hospital. It was Chase Utley, the second baseman for the Phillies. Well, fast forward another 15 years down the line, and he's a Dodgers minor leaguer, and Chase Utley is in the major leagues with the Dodgers. Dave Roberts, the manager, held a team meeting during spring training and told that story, and then Devin came out, and the two were reunited. The 0-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Garcia down on strikes, and there are two outs here in the fifth inning. It's the seventh strikeout for Ryan Gusto. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Chris C. stands in. It was a very touching moment. They embraced. They both shared their stories, of course, on both sides. And a couple of years later, Devin Smeltzer made it to the major leagues. So hoping to get back up there after his no-hitter today with AAA Jacksonville. First pitch to Cease is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. You just love stories like that, and you love how baseball can bring people together. Cease flew out to center field back in the third. The pitch on the way. Low and outside in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Cease overall in the series, 3-for-13 with a couple RBIs and a couple walks. Hitting in the nine hole today. 1-1. Misses high up in the attic, and it's 2-1. Infield straight up, outfield to the opposite way for Cease, who's one of the highest percentage opposite field hitters in the Texas League. 2-1 on the way. Swing and a miss and a check swing. And it's 2-2. Elevated pitch at the top of the zone. Gusto struck out 11 in his first start against the Rough Riders in early August. Now working on 7 strikeouts right now. There is action in the Corpus Christi bullpen. Logan Van Way. The pitch is a swing and a miss at a high fastball. 8 strikeouts for Ryan Gusto. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for him in the fifth. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. It's the Rough Riders trailing 1-0 to the Hooks. The Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Top of the sixth inning on this gorgeous night in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in Game 5 of the six-game series to Corpus Christi. Brian Arias leads things off. Right-handed batter against Nick Kraut, who fires inside, nearly hit him, and it's 1-1. And no strikes. So Nick Kraut allowed 1 run in the fourth inning. That's the only run he's surrendered tonight. He's in very good shape with his pitch count. Just 69 pitches. The 1-0. Outside. It's 2-0. And so he goes back out for the sixth. Kraut has only had one quality start this year. And one that has gone at least 6 innings. Pitch spears the outside corner for his strike. 2-1. That was against these Corpus Christi Hooks back on August 9th. Shakes off the first sign he gets, likes the second, and the 2-1. Inside with a slider, and it's 3-1. One run, on 7 hits and no errors for Corpus. No runs on 2 hits for the Rough Riders. 3-1 is popped up back behind home. Garcia back on the warning track. He's there to make the catch near the on-deck circle. One out. Luis Sabilis Jr. and him exchange some friendly words. Right on the on-deck circle. Now Vilas makes his way to the plate. Top of the sixth inning, 1-0. Corpus Christi leads it and at the plate in the frame. Avilas walked and scored the only run today in the fourth. First toss is sent in the air out to shallow right field. Hauber racing in, still on the run, still coming in, makes the catch. Two outs. That brings J.C. Correa tonight, who's had great success against Crowth. He's singled and doubled against him. Correa has been one of the better hitters in the Texas League in the second half this year. He got off to a really slow start at the plate. In the second half, hitting over 300. First offering bends him away from the plate with a high inside slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Bases clear, two down. The 1-0. Outside this time with a curveball. Two balls and no strikes. Really good crowd on hand here on this Saturday night. Probably upwards of 8,000. 2-0. Just inside. Three balls and no strikes. Rough Riders trying to give him something to cheer about. They've turned some nice defensive plays behind Nick Krauth. A couple double plays. Nothing much on the offensive side. The pitch. Finds the heart of the plate. It's a called strike. Three balls and one strike on Correa, the younger brother of Carlos Correa. 3-1 pitch. Popped up right side of the infield. Hicks at first base calls for it. In foul ground, makes the catch. Three up, three down inning for Nick Krauth. He goes through six. It's his second quality start so far of the season. Wonderful work for Nick Krauth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six next. 1-0 Corpus on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order in the bottom half of the sixth inning, it will swing the sticks for the Rough Riders. Cabo Rodriguez leading things off against Jonathan Sprinkle, the new pitcher, and the first pitch on the way. Over for a strike on the outside corner, it's 0-1. So Ryan Gusto done in his start, and he was fantastic for Corpus Christi. He goes five shutout innings, allowing just two hits. The 0-1. Swinging a soft roller up the middle, Stevens charges from short, gathers it in, and throws on to first for the out. One away. Brad Miller makes his way to the plate. He struck out eight batters and walked one in his start. So really fantastic work. One nothing Corpus Christi. First pitch to Miller. Over the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Miller 0-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. He has a home run this year with the Rough Riders. It's to left field. The 0-1. Check swing low, and it's 1-1. Miller went to Clemson, and on this opening weekend of college football, Clemson will play on Monday, and he is a huge Clemson Tigers fan. He grew up in Florida. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. So he actually grew up a Miami Hurricanes fan on the football side of things, but now all Clemson all the way. Said he tries to go back to one about every other year, a Clemson football game. The 1-2. Misses down in the dirt. It's 2-2. He said he won't be able to go one this year, though. He and his wife are expecting their first child in November. So congratulations to the Miller family. Said it's a pretty good excuse not to go to a football game. And there's no doubt. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Miller. High and outside. 3-2. He has been so amazing in the clubhouse. Such an easy guy to get along with for everyone down there and answering any questions that guys have. 3-2. High and outside, 4. He works his second walk of the game. Trevor Hobber makes his way to the plate. Hobber doubled back in the fourth inning down the right field line. Just fair inside the chuck. Hobber has a home run in this series. It's the only Rough Riders home run so far in this inning. Here's the offering in. He swings, puts it in the air out to left center field, sending Arias back, but not too far. He's there, and he makes the grab. 2 outs. 1-0, Corpus Christi. They lead it. And Kellen Strom makes his way in. The Rough Riders' 18 home runs since the 1st of August, last in Double A. Rough Riders trying to find a semblance of power in this lineup. Here's the offering to Strom from Sprinkle. Outside, it's off of Wolfworth's glove all the way back to the backstop. That allows Brad Miller to move up. They go wild pitch on it. Moves him up 90 feet. 1-0. Strom 0-2. Rough Riders center fielder today. Here's the 1-0 offering. Check swing, and he did not go on a pitch off the outside corner. 2-0. Yesterday was a tough day for the Rough Riders offensively. Strom had one of the two RBIs. 2-0. He flicks it foul right side. 2-1. Rough Riders, besides that game 3 in this series when they put up 11 runs on 13 hits, they've just scored 3 runs, 1 run, 2 runs, and now no runs in this game tonight. Trying to find that offense. Here's the 2-1. A line drive foul right side. Into the stands again. 2-2. We'll have Kids Run the Bases post-game today, presented by Raisin Canes. Really excited for next weekend. We'll have drone shows, the first drone shows in franchise history. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The 2-2. Low and outside, 3-2. A lot to look forward to. Kind of hard to believe this is the second to last home Saturday of the season. Josh, you're shaking your head. You're in denial.
It's preposterous. That's not true. Got 3 more months on the season left, give or take.
Oh, wow. I don't know what schedule you're going by. Payoff pitch is strong from Sprinkle. Low and outside, ball 4. Second walk of the inning from the right-hander, and Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Liam Hicks, 0 for 2. Hicks flew out to center field in the first inning. That was the best scoring opportunity that the Rough Riders had in the game. They had runners at first and second, nobody out. Here's the first offering. Hicks grounds it foul right side. It's 0-1. Hover, Strom, and Hicks were all retired in order after that. A couple strikeouts, then the Hicks fly out to center. It was a diving catch by Kennedy Corona in center field, sprawling in on a little flare. Rough Riders almost got their first run if that would have fallen in, but it was not to be. The 0-1. Low, and it's 1-1. 1-0 Corpus. Bottom half of the sixth inning. 2 aboard, 2 out. Hicks has been arguably the Rough Riders' best hitter as of late, along with Trevor Hover. The 1-1 from Sprinkle. Low, and it's 2-1. Seen a lot of Jonathan Sprinkle both this year and last year. Sprinkle this season making his 5th appearance against the Rough Riders. He struggled, allowing 5 runs over 4 1/3 innings. 4 of them earned. 2-1. Low and outside. 3 balls and 1 strike to the left-handed batter. Pull side shift on the infield. 2 infielders to each side of the second base bag, but the shortstop, Stevens, towing the line. Here's the stretch. And the 3-1 pitch to Hicks. Swinging a grounder, foul right side. 3 balls and 2 strikes. With 2 outs, the runners will be on their way. There is action in the bullpen down the left field line. It's Aiden Anderson who's loosening. We'll probably see him... And the top of the 7th inning for the Rough Riders. Runners will take off on the pitch. Here's the 3-2. Just low for ball 4. Wolforth got up thinking it was strike 3. Didn't get the call from Molman. It was a borderline pitch. And the bases are now loaded on 3 walks in the inning. And here's Aaron Zavala. And if there's one guy you don't want to face when you're having control issues, it's Aaron Zavala. He leads the Texas League in walks in the second half. And he has the second best walk rate overall on the season in the Texas League. He has already walked 4 times in this series. He's 0 for 2 tonight. 1-0 Corpus Christi leads. Play in the bottom of the 6th inning. This has been a really well-played game so far. Well-pitched game on both sides. The Rough Riders are 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position tonight. Hooks are just 1 for 5. So a mound visit over from pitching coach John Kovalik. Bases loaded. 2 outs. First pitch to Zavala. Low, and it's 1-0. Zavala has 5 home runs this season. The Rough Riders have 9 grand slams, which is tied for 3rd in the minors. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 1-1. The left fielder hasn't homered it since the first week of August. August 3rd against Midland here at home. 1-1 pitch on the way. He swings, bounces it right side. The first baseman, Correa's got an underhand feed to the covering pitcher, Sprinkle, and he beats Zavala for the final out of the sixth inning. So the Rough Riders load him up on three walks, but can't push one across to score. It's still 1-0 Corpus Christi as we go to the top of the seventh inning next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a stamp. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Corpus Christi Hooks with one run on seven hits, no errors, and the Frisco Rough Riders with no runs on two hits and no errors. Aiden Anderson to work now out of the Frisco bullpen. His first pitch to Jordan Brewer is whacked to center field. Kellen Strom sprints backwards, still going, front of the warning track. He stops, grabs it, and has the out, bumping up against the wall with his nameplate pressed against the fence. Well, an exciting first pitch from Aiden Anderson. He perhaps wishes it was a little dramatic, but he's got it out. One pitch into his relief outing. Aiden Anderson comes in out of the bullpen, trying to continue what has been a solid day today pitching-wise for the Rough Riders. Nick Krauth goes six innings and only one run allowed. Now it's Chad Stevens at the dish. First pitch to him is a fastball top of the zone for strike one. Krauth scattered seven hits over his six innings. One walk, did not strike out a batter, but just the one run allowed. The 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. A disparate sort of storyline from yesterday. The Rough Riders pitchers struck out a whopping 17 batters last night. They have not yet struck out a batter today, and yet they've allowed just the one run, losing 3-2 yesterday. Here's the 0-2. Fastball fouled off the glove of Garcia, tips to the backstop, and remains an 0-2 count to Chad Stevens. He's 0-for-2, pair of ground outs. One of them was a double play, albeit hard to blame him. Whacked the ball at 105 miles an hour. But 105 directly at the shortstop, and Rodriguez turned two. Now the 0-2. Off the plate, and Aiden Anderson does not induce a swing. Port Arthur, Texas native, the right-hand reliever, is checking in for his 28th appearance of the year with Frisco, a 4.57 ERA. His 1-2. Poked over the netting, a foul ball. 45 innings and 63 strikeouts this year for Anderson, who was promoted from High A Hickory early on this year. Has not yet claimed a victory at either level. He's 0-5, but has pitched pretty effectively over the course of the year. The 0-2. A 1-2, I should say, swung on and missed. There's the first strikeout of the ball game for Frisco pitchers. Aiden Anderson gets Chad Stevens to cut on and miss. After Nick Krauth went six strikeout-less innings and six strong innings, Aiden Anderson gets a fly out and then a K to begin the seventh. Anderson now will face Garrett Wolforth. 1-0 Corpus Christi. A pitch low and away for ball one. Bases are empty, two outs. The Hooks ahead in the seventh inning by one run.
Crowth continues a good stretch for Rough Riders pitchers. At least five innings every start this series. The 1-0 delivery. It's outside ball one. And only four runs off the starting pitchers this week through five games. This month, Frisco just starting out in September, coming off a good month as a staff. A 2-0 pitch. It's a foul ball behind home. The Rough Riders ended July with a 4-1-3 earned run average. Closed out the month with a win on Thursday. The last inning was not good. Allowed five runs in the ninth inning. Aiden Anderson came in to close it out and avoid the tying run from scoring, stranding him at third base. 2-1 pitches outside, 3-1. So Anderson pitching on Thursday got the save to keep the game an 11-10 victory over the Hooks. Anderson came in to get the final out with five runs having already scored in the ninth inning. His 3-1 pitch, a liner towards second. Biggers runs over and snatches the liner, and the inning is over. A hard hit screamer right towards Jax Biggers, but he takes a few quick steps to his left and has it in his glove. It's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Aiden Anderson. And the Rough Riders remain down 1-0. Need some offense when we return to the bottom of the seventh inning. Jax Biggers will lead off when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Beautiful night for some Texas League baseball here in Frisco. It's Jax Biggers to lead off. Home half of the seventh inning, trailing 1-0 to the Corpus Christi Hooks. And the first pitch is on the inside corner for strike one from Jonathan Sprinkle. Comes back out for another inning, or pardon me, it is Tyler Brown out of the Frisco bullpen comes in. Right-hand pitcher is 0-1, is low and outside, 1-1. Tyler Brown, 6'4", 225-pounder out of Mansfield, Ohio. And a third-rounder from Vanderbilt, drafted 3 years ago. See another Vanderbilt pitcher tomorrow. A 1-1 delivery. Is inside, 2-1. Retaking the hill for the first time in a while, Jack Leiter comes back tomorrow to make the start. Should be a great atmosphere here. And closing out the series against Corpus Christi. The second overall pick out of Vanderbilt. A 1-2 pitch. Biggers whacks it down the left field line. It tails to the foul territory and bounces off the side wall. And still a 1-2 count. Biggers has not hit for average yet this series. Just 2-for-18. But both of his hits are doubles this week against the Corpus Christi Hooks. That's a 1-2 count from Tyler Brown. He's set with his chest facing the shortstop. A 1-2 pitch. Biggers swings over it on a pitch down and in, and he punches out. So Tyler Brown strikes out the first man he sees. David Garcia is next in the seventh inning. One out, nobody on for the Rough Riders. 1-0 Corpus. Garcia switch hitting catcher
gets a plate appearance here. He has struck out looking both times tonight. Garcia peers into Tyler Brown. Third baseman Aviles playing in. Pitch is outside for a ball. Well, I remember chatting with Carlos Cardoza, the skipper, a couple days before opening day this year, and I asked him, which player have you known the longest on this roster? A 1-0 pitch, and Garcia sees it in for a strike. It's 1-1. Carlos, the first-year skipper for the Rough Riders, said, it's David Garcia, the one that I've known for the longest time, a relationship that dates back about 7 years between those two. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Garcia goes after a fastball on the outer corner. Garcia, the Venezuelan, was signed by the Texas Rangers organization just over 7 years ago, played in the Dominican Summer League, part of his first foray into professional baseball. He's now 23 years old, still a young guy for having had six, almost 7 years now in the pro ranks. A 1-2 pitch. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Cardoza was cutting his teeth in the Dominican Summer League himself as a coach from 2016 through 2018. So in the middle of that stretch, Garcia came through the ranks, and that was their first meeting. 2-2 pitch. Foul ball back to the screen from Garcia. And now, 6 years later, here they are playing at the double-A level in Frisco, Texas, with Carlos Cardoza making his way up. His first year as the manager for the Rough Riders, and David Garcia, who made it to double-A for a portion last year and returning this season. Another 2-2. It is just outside, ball three, and Garcia now has a full count. One out, the base is empty for David. Trying to get aboard and tie this game up here in the seventh inning. Brown comes set for the payoff. It is high, ball four. Good plate appearance from David Garcia, and he works a walk out of it. A seven pitch free pass. David Garcia is aboard. Now it's Chris Cease to the dish, third baseman. Trying to find a gap and get aboard. The Rough Riders don't need a home run, just trying to move the runner over. They've not had too many home runs. We're going to have a pinch runner, by the way. David Garcia, the catcher tonight, will be replaced by Angel Aponte. Could be a bit of a double switch. Aponte will run, and then maybe he'll be swapped out for another catcher, or we'll see exactly what the ultimate switch is. But as it stands, Garcia out, Angel Aponte in. And the eight hole and pinch running. Tying run at first base. Second time this week that Aponte has come in to pinch run. So he takes a lead from first, being held on. Middle infielders in double play combo. Chris sees the batter. First pitch to him. Big swing and a miss on a pitch low and outside. 0-1. Not been a whole lot of home runs at all this series. Three out of the four games, four out of five if you include tonight, have been homerless. The 0-1 delivery to Cease. It hits off the end of the bat. Foul ball first base side. The wind was flying well, and the ball was going all over on Thursday. That was the only game in which either team hit a home run. Both teams hit a home run, and Corpus Christi had three of them on Thursday. But neither team has left the yard in any other contest this week. No balls, two strikes. Aponte, a good size lead at first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground toward short, could be two. Underhand from Stevens. Wagner turns on to first. There is the twin killing, and the inning is done. Garcia draws a walk. It does not lead anywhere. And the Rough Riders scoreless once again in the seventh inning, bringing just the minimum to the plate. It's still 1-0. Corpus Christi has the advantage. And we're on to the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact with Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The top of the order for the Corpus Christi Hooks in the eighth inning. They'll face a new pitcher. Danny Duffy comes in for the Rough Riders, trying to continue some strong pitching for Frisco today, allowing just one run through the first seven innings tonight. The bad news for the Rough Riders is they have not provided any run support for those pitchers. It's a 1-0 lead for the Hooks into the eighth. Will Wagner, Kennedy Corona, and Jacob Melton will be the hitters. And the top half of the eighth against Duffy, the Goleta, California native, and the 6'3" lefty deals. It's the strike zone outside corner. It's 0-1. For Frisco this season, Danny Duffy has a 2.7 ERA. His 19th appearance of the year in a Rough Riders uniform, a 2-2 record, is 0-1. Just below the zone, there's now one ball, one strike to Will Wagner. Seven hits this series for Wagner, leads the team. Also has a walk yesterday, three walks in the series. A 1-1 delivery, low and outside, and now Duffy falls behind, two balls and a strike. Well, the Rough Riders came into this week on a good stretch, and then winning Tuesday made it a four-game winning streak for Frisco. Ended up snapping that streak. They've gotten 1-2 since. 2-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. Part of that, just the pitching doing well towards the end of the month. Mention how the Rough Riders had a 4-1-3 ERA in the month of August. Third best in the Texas League. The problem was the very last inning of the month, five runs came in on Thursday for Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders held on. They had a six-run lead to work with in the ninth inning. 2-2 pitch is just low and outside. Almost got the strike call, but Duffy gets squeezed a bit. It's now 3-2. So allowing five runs, but still a good month of August for the Rough Riders. Again, with third best ERA in the Texas League. Here's a 3-2 pitch. A half swing. Will Wagner went around, and he strikes out on a pitch that was just a little bit outside. And instead of ball four, it's strike three. Danny Duffy gets the K. So he punches out the first man he sees. Kennedy Corona is the next batter. One out, and the base is empty in the eighth inning. Corpus Christi ahead 1-0. The funny part of that last inning, it's ultimately harmless in that the Rough Riders still won that game. They just won it by one run instead of six, giving up the five runs in the ninth. The pitch is inside, ball one to Corona. But if the Rough Riders had not given up those five runs, they would have been able to boast two different things. For one, the ERA was below four until that inning. Over the course of the entire month, it was 3.96. 1-0 pitch hits the zone. It's 1-1. The 3.96 ERA turned to a 4.13 over just one inning. And they had the best ERA in the Texas League until that inning. And just one frame, the very last frame of the month, changed it. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss from Corona. He falls behind. A pitch that wasn't all that close, but Danny Duffy making him look hittable. Corona going after it, 1-2. The Rough Riders started out the month of September yesterday, just three runs allowed, and none of them earned. Only one run allowed today. Earned run off of Krauth back in the fourth. The 1-2. A fly ball on the right side. It's shallow. Hover a long sprint in. Still going. Biggers over. And the second baseman makes the catch in the shallow right field grass. Good run from Biggers to get there. Hover was a couple steps away. And if not for Jacks, that ball would have dropped. Kennedy Corona retired on a pop out. Second out of the inning. Nobody on the bases. Jacob Melton to the dip. 0-3 today. Bit of a slow start in the Double-A tenure for Jacob Melton. But talented hitter and a draftee just a year ago. The DH sees the first pitch. It is low, ball one to Melton. Oregon State product. He did not overlap with Adley Rutschman. They were both playing in the same geographical area Adley's final year. The Oregon State product, who won the Golden Spikes Award in 2019, 1-0 pitch is at the bottom of the zone, 1-1. Melton was playing near Rutschman, but not at Oregon State. He was playing at a community college just a few miles up the road, Lynn Benton Community College, near Oregon State. So they were in the same area 2019, but on different teams. The 1-1 pitch, down and inside, 2-1. Adley won the Golden Spikes Award his final year, was drafted first overall in 2019, and then Jacob Melton transferred in the following season. And then just like Adley winning the Pac-12 Player of the Year his final year, Jacob Melton did the same in 2022. Two balls and a strike to Melton, the toss. It's in near the belt, 3-1. So Jacob Melton spent 2020 through 2022 in Corvallis, Oregon, and was drafted in the second round by the Astros. Infield plays him to pull, 3-1. And with 2 outs, here's the pitch. It is on the outside corner. Melton thought he had ball 4. Would have been the second walk of the series, but instead he'll see a full count. Calls for time. 3-2 from Danny Duffy. 2 outs and nobody on for Melton. Duffy comes set and is pitched into the designated hitter. On the outside corner, 3, looking. Danny Duffy punches out a pair, and he goes 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. Great pitching for Frisco. Can the offense take care of their part of the bargain? Caber Rodriguez in the top of the order coming up in the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders down 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes 1-1 makes 3. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders down 1-0 to the Corpus Christi Hooks. Another pitcher's duel and another close game. And to the bottom of the eighth inning, Caber Rodriguez will lead off for the Rough Riders. Every game this series has been decided by one run, and this one shaping up to be similar. 1-0 Hooks so far. Tyler Brown's first pitch into Rodriguez. Is right over the middle on a breaking ball. It's strike 1 to the right-hand hitter. Twins and Rangers tied up at 6 runs apiece currently, playing in Arlington and over the road here in Frisco. It's 1-0. The 0-1 pitch, low and away.
Game at the top of the ninth.
Close game between the Twins and Rangers. Texas still 16 games over 500, albeit a rough stretch recently. 1-1 to the shortstop, Rodriguez. Here's the toss. Over his head, breaking ball that went to the backstop. Pardon me, a fastball that Tyler Brown threw over Rodriguez's head on the 1-1 pitch. Like he just lost it. And all the way to the backstop, Rodriguez barely had to duck because that one was so high. Brown's 2-1 pitch is swatted behind home, a foul ball, and now 2-2. A broken bat single earlier today for Caber Rodriguez. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Rough Riders trying to gain some ground in the Texas League standings. The teams above them, Amarillo and Midland, just a couple games in front. Amarillo 3 games out ahead of Frisco, but both those teams have been on a bit of a rough stretch. Amarillo's 4-6 in their last 10 games. The 2-2. He pokes out at it. Rodriguez stays alive, fouling it over the netting again. Midland just 5-10 in their last 10 games. So the Rough Riders trying to strike while the iron is hot, while the teams ahead of them have not been pulling away. But the Rough Riders themselves 5-10 in their last 10 games. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Off speed, that's popped up into right field. Fly ball and playable ground for Brewer. And the right fielder Camps catches and has out number one. The Rough Riders down to their final five outs. Brad Miller with a couple of walks today. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Strides to the plate. Had a similar scenario last plate appearance. One out, nobody on. He drew a walk and was eventually stranded at third base. Rough Riders trying to get some more action on the bases again here. Infield plays in the pull. Left-hand hitter. Tyler Brown works in. Big cut and a miss from Brad Miller. It's 0-1. Trevor Hover on deck for the Rough Riders, who have yet to score tonight and did not score until extra innings yesterday. Both teams scored two runs in the first extra frame. 0-1. On the inside half, it's 0-2. The game went to nine innings. It was a two-hour delay, so it was a seven-inning game scheduled, went to the ninth. Both teams scored two in the eighth, pushed it to another inning, and we finished at 11:28 p.m. yesterday. Corpus winning 3-2, evening the series. The 0-2 toss to Miller. Outside, a fastball makes it 1-2. But a great crowd yesterday, 7,000 fans on hand who still had a great atmosphere even during the delay and saw some good baseball. 1-2 delivery into Brad Miller. Breaking ball took a half-hearted swing, a late choice. He didn't get contact. It's strike three from Tyler Brown. Struck out two now in his just shy of two innings of work. He'll try to put away Trevor Hover and complete his second frame here in the eighth inning.
After the crazy night that it was last night, tonight has gone really, really smoothly.
Yeah.
And I mean, in all facets. I mean, this was a big night for the franchise as a whole, celebrating the 20th anniversary with the big four guests.
First pitch to Hovers outside, 1-0.
And this is a night you wanted to go well, and kudos to everyone within this organization for making all the pieces really work tonight. It's been a great, happy crowd, and Rough Riders just need to put some runs on the board. That's the only thing that's left.
That's right. Better late than never. Here's the pitch to Hover. It's inside. He gets ahead 2-0. 1-0 Corpus, bottom of the eighth inning. And even the things that were uncontrollable going well. I mean, that was the best sunset and skyline temperature I think we've had.
90 degrees.
All
yeah, we'll
game
take
long.
That.
Like, everything went well. 2-0 pitch. Hover takes it caught, fouls it off his foot. It's 2-1.
Yeah, it was 88 degrees at first pitch yesterday, but that's because we started at 9 o'clock. So
put an asterisk next to that one.
This has to be the coolest first pitch temperature we've had at home since June, feels like.
Yeah. Now trying to heat up the bats, Trevor Hover's done well this year. Six hits to lead the team, has a double today, has the only home run. Three doubles on the series for Trevor. Two outs and a 2-1 count. Tyler Brown submits. It's just a bit under the zone, three balls and a strike. Kellen Strom is on deck. Hover trying to give him an RBI opportunity. Outfield playing pretty deep to Trevor Hover. Infield playing back, save for the third baseman Aviles. 3-1. The high drive to center field. Corona running back, and he pauses in front of the track, takes a few steps in, and has it in his glove. The inning is over. A couple fly balls, a strikeout. Tyler Brown goes 1-2-3, and he faces the minimum over his two innings of relief work here in Frisco. Still no score for the Rough Riders and one run for the Hooks. Into the ninth inning, Danny Duffy back out of the dugout and Zach Bigley back on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Danny Duffy back to the hill for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the ninth inning. It's 1-0 Corpus Christi. Brian Arias, the right-handed batter. Danny Duffy deals. It's a fastball high. One ball, no strikes. Arias 0-for-3 in today's game. 1-0 Rough Riders trail. They've been held to just two hits on the offensive side tonight. The 1-0 outside, 2-0. Corpus, one run on seven hits in today's game. Two ground outs and a pop out for Arias today. And he entered 2-for-6 in the series. Duffy fires and it's high. It's three balls and no strikes. It was so much fun chatting with the four guests before today's game. Derek Holland, Ian Kinsler, Chris Davis, Tanner Shepherds. 3-0. Outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk to begin the ninth inning for Brian Arias. And Luis Aviles Jr. stands in 0-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored. It's funny talking to Chris about going to games. He lives not far from this area, and he said he hasn't been to a Ranger game in a while. He went to the Big 12 tournament at Globe Life Field. Here's the pitch home. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. But he said when he retired, he wanted to distance himself from baseball as much as possible. He said he wanted to get away from it a little bit, spend some time with his family. He has a wife and three daughters, a 9-year-old and 5-year-old twins. And then Ian Kinsler chimed in and said, yeah, it was the same with me. He wanted to separate myself from baseball a lot. And he said he became very close friends with Justin Upton during his time with the Angels. And said there was a time when they had both just retired. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. It's at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-2. And he had baseball on in the background, and Justin was not very happy. He wanted him to turn the baseball off. Wanted to distance himself as well, and that's kind of just how it goes sometimes when you spend so many years in the sport. The pitch. Swinging a chopper out to third base. Cease has got it. Fires onto second for one. Biggers to first, not in time. They get the lead runner, though, at second base. Aviles aboard at first on the fielder's choice. They goes 5-4. It's J.C. Correa. Ian Kinsler now in the front office with the Texas Rangers. We've seen him out here at Riders Field at batting practice. Rangers currently tied at 6 right now in the bottom of the ninth inning with the Minnesota Twins trying to walk it off. They could really use a win. First pitch, grounded foul right side. It's 0-1. The Mariners are up 8-7 over the Mets. That's in the bottom of the ninth inning in Queens. The Rangers currently trail the Mariners in the American League West standings. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch from Duffy. Fouled back into Capers' glove, and it's 0-2. Capers is taken over for Garcia behind the plate. Seattle and Houston tied for first place with Texas one game back. The pitch home. Fouled back behind home, and it's still 0-2. Said Seattle is up by one in the ninth inning in Queens. Houston is also in action. Earlier today, they lost to the New York Yankees at home. The 0-2. Misses high. One ball and two strikes. And so the Rangers have a chance with a win as they go to the 10th inning against Minnesota now to jump over the Astros and keep pace with Seattle. The 1-2. Strike three called. Bottom of the zone with a fastball. And Aviles caught looking. It's the third strikeout for Danny Duffy. Two outs in the ninth inning for Jordan Brewer. A bigger part of that was J.C. Correa who was caught looking. So he's down on strikes. And Jordan Brewer, the batter. Brewer, 2-for-3 with a couple singles, including the lone RBI today, with his single into left field in the fourth inning. First pitch, swing and a miss, high fastball, 0-1. One nothing Corpus Christi, top of the ninth inning. It's been a good baseball game so far tonight, especially if you like pitching. It's been good ones in tonight's game. The 0-1 pitch is outside. It's 1-1 now. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batting Brewer. Kick in the 1-1. Fouled back. One ball, two strikes. It's a great crowd sticking around, hoping for a great result to this game. Rough Riders have an opportunity to walk it off tonight. They'll have the middle third of the order due up 4, 5, and 6. Strom, Hicks, and Zavala in the bottom of the ninth inning. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him off the outside edge. A fastball, and Danny Duffy strikes out 4 in 2 relief innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Bottom of the ninth inning. Coming up next, the Riders trail 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Frisco trailing 1-0. Frisco looks to walk it off, or at least tie it here in the ninth inning with Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, and Aaron Zavala due up. Ray Gaither out on the hill, taking over here in the ninth for the save out of Coppell, Texas. He had a ton of fans here. Friends and family in the area in his first appearance in the series in Game 2, and now he pitches in front of a very big crowd on this Saturday night. Kellen Strom, 0-2 with a walk. Rough Riders have been held to just two hits today, one in the first, one in the fourth. The initial pitch, outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. It was a leadoff single for K-Bear Rodriguez in the first. And in the fourth inning, a double from Trevor Hover. That's it. The pitch. High and outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Attendance is in 8,253 tonight at Riders Field. Great crowd. The 1-1. Strom punches it foul out of play to the right side. One ball, two strikes. Frisco has not had a walk-off in a while. Trevor Hover was the last one to have a walk-off hit for Frisco. That was back on August 3rd against Midland in the 11th inning. Frisco had one walk-off in May, one in June, and one in August. They've only had three on the season. Gaither readies from the stretch in the 1-2. Low and outside, two balls and two strikes. The right-handed pitcher, as mentioned, out of Coppell, Texas, went to Dallas Baptist University, 25 years old, 6'4", 224 pounds. He fires. Check swing, liner, foul, right side. It's still 2-2. 3-1 record this year with Corpus Christi, a 4.03 ERA. He is pitched in 25 games, over 29 innings, 32 strikeouts. He readies from the stretch and delivers. Low and outside, ball three, three balls and two strikes. Strom, a very patient hitter. In fact, all three hitters due up in this inning are Strom, Hicks, and Zavala. Rough Riders had their best scoring opportunity in the sixth inning when they had the bases loaded. The 3-2. Low ball four, and he's aboard to lead off the night. That sixth inning was three walks in the inning, and they stranded the bases loaded. Frisco has not had a hit since the fourth. They had a walk in the seventh, but a double play put a stop to that inning. Liam Hicks is 0-2 today with a walk. The pick. Down low and inside in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes. Hicks has two doubles already in this series. A long ball could end it. Riders trail 1-0. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, hit well into center field. Corona going back. He's got it measured, though, and he makes the catch. A 99-mile-an-hour line drive by Liam Hicks into center field right at Corona, who just had to go back a couple steps to spear it out of the air, and there's one out. So a hard-hit baseball by Hicks, but in the wrong direction. And here's Zavala, who's 0-3. Initial offering home. Fastball over for a strike. 0-1. Action out of the Rough Riders bullpen. It's Robbie Ahlstrom who's loosening just in case. We go into extra innings. The 0-1. Swinging a foul, backing up and over. The netting back behind home. 0-2. Zavala chokes up just slightly. Strom takes his lead from first. The 0-2. Fly ball foul down the left side. Still no balls, two strikes. They play Zavala to the opposite way in the outfield to pull in the infield. He does have opposite field power. He's hit two homers to the opposite way this year. The 0-2. Takes a breaking ball down low. One ball and two strikes. Strom on the season, 9 for 12 in steals. The pitch. Breaking ball, tapped to the ground, foul back behind home plate, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Zavala steps out, adjusts his batting gloves, and stands right back in the back of the left-handed batter's box. Very slightly open stance. Couple half swings out towards the hill, looking at Gaither, who has his sign. And a 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him at the bottom of the zone, over the top of it. Two outs. Here's Jax Biggers. Biggers, left-handed batter, 11 home runs in the season. 0 for 3. In tonight's game, first pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1, good pitch below the zone. Riders trailing 1-0. Strom leads from first. The 0-1, swinging a fly ball, crushed foul left side. Over the top of the Riders' bullpen, it's quickly 0-2. The Riders are down to their final strike. Strom takes his lead again from first. Gaither ready from the stretch. He brings it home. Just inside. Barely. One ball and two strikes. Looked like a cutter from Gaither. Looking for their first hit since the fourth inning. The 1-2. He swings, pops it up on the infield, left side. Aviles, the third baseman there, and he makes the catch, ball game over. Riders fall to the hooks 1-0 on this Saturday night, and they have fallen in back-to-back games. They'll need to win tomorrow to force a series split, and Frisco falls to 29-27 in the second half. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next. Final score, Hooks 1, Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We may never see a game decided by more than one run again. Five straight games. Every game in this series has been a one-run affair. Three of them going Corpus Christi's way. Two of them with the Rough Riders today was the lowest scoring game that we'll see, 1-0. The Hooks take it despite great pitching from Nick Krauth as well as Aiden Anderson and Danny Duffy, the latter two out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Six innings today for Nick Krauth, just one run allowed. He suffers a tough luck loss. Didn't strike anybody out, pitched to contact and got out.
and scattered seven hits over the course of the ball game. Didn't hurt his own cause, just walked one, but that was the only runner that ended up scoring in the entire game for either team. So Frisco drops to 29-26 in the second half standings. Taking a look at the Amarillo-Midland game, those are the only two teams ahead of Frisco in the second half standings, and obviously every game, one of them wins and one of them loses. Frisco just needs to win some games to make up some ground, but Amarillo wins this one. So Frisco doesn't fall further from Midland in second place, but worse off, Amarillo gets a four-game lead over Frisco in the second half standings. There's now 13 games remaining on the regular season, including a six-game series next week at home against Northwest Arkansas. That one begins Monday, but tomorrow Jack Leiter takes the ball for the Rough Riders. It'll be fun to see Jack make his first start in a while here in Frisco, coming off the development list and made one start in Midland on last Sunday, his first one back after about a month and a half away. So Jack Leiter takes the ball tomorrow. Dio Smirky Taveras is the starter for Corpus Christi in a 6:05 start tomorrow. The next two games at 6:05 Sunday and then Monday on Labor Day against the Hooks on Sunday and against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals on Monday before a day off on Tuesday. And then the series resumes with the Naturals Wednesday through Sunday. Well, not a lot of offense today here for Frisco. A double by Trevor Hover was the only extra base hit that the Rough Riders got, somewhat similar to yesterday when Aaron Zavala had the only double in the ballgame. And both times the Rough Riders did not score in regulation, losing 3-2 in extras yesterday and 1-0 to the Rough Riders today, 1-0 by the Rough Riders to the Hooks today here on this Saturday. Well, we'll do it again tomorrow, 5:50 pregame and a 6:05 start on Kids Sunday Funday right here from Riders Field. Hope that you've enjoyed tonight's ball game and tune back in tomorrow as the Rough Riders try to get back to their winning ways and split the series against the Hooks. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden signing off from Frisco tonight, and talk to you tomorrow to close out 20th anniversary weekend tomorrow right here from Frisco. Until then, so long, everybody, from Riders Field.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!